Look who just dropped in on 98.9 WYRZ.
Look, it's Bridget from ASH. Yeah, come on in. Hey, Bridget. Welcome to the station. What is it you do for ASH Interactive?
I'm actually the Business Development Coordinator and Project Manager at ASH Interactive.
Oh, got it. And so what prompted you to drop in?
I was just, you know, stopping by, heading out for lunch, thought I'd stop in at WYRZ and say hi.
Well, it's great to see you. I'd love to learn more about you. What brought you to Hendricks County?
We actually moved to Hendricks County in 2021 when my husband got a job up near Zionsville, and I was starting grad school at IU, so we landed right there in the middle, and we're so glad that we were able to get a house here in Hendricks County.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Greenwood originally.
Greenwood, okay, got it. I see you everywhere. What are some of your favorite local events and festivals that we have in the area here?
I am a big arts and music lover, and a new festival I found this year that I went to for the first time with my husband was the Hendricks County International Festival.
Oh yeah.
That one was super cool. It was at the shops at Perry Crossing, and there were a lot of different performers and food vendors from all around the world, and it was a really cool festival.
And guess who's going to be the MC this year?
You are?
I am.
Oh, that's awesome.
Talked about it yesterday at our cabin coffee.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because I haven't been.
It was really neat. I'm really looking forward to it going again.
It's grown too, and it's a great nonprofit. Have you explored any like hidden gems in Hendricks County? I mean, do you found something that you recommend to somebody else?
So one that we found actually through a series we were doing for work was Papa Colonel. Love Papa Colonel. They have got two locations, one in Brownsburg and one at the shops at Perry Crossing. They do all sorts of different specialty popcorns.
Oh yeah.
So that one was, I think, a hidden gem that I know is well loved, but I think more people should know about it.
Yeah, we got to try it. It's Look Who Just Dropped In on 98.9 WYRZ. And who just dropped in today? Bridget Huck from ASH Interactive. What other restaurants do you like besides that gourmet popcorn place?
One restaurant that we go to a lot and we feel like we've reached regular status there is Brewlink in Plainfield.
Oh, yeah.
That is our regular spot. We love it there. We love the beer and we love that they have really good food, too. And all of their employees and the owners and everybody's are really great people.
And you live down in Plainfield, right?
I do. Yeah. We actually live about 5 minutes from Brewlink, so it's a frequent stop for us.
Tell me how you think Hendricks County has changed since you moved up here.
Since I have not been here very long, I don't know how I've seen Hendricks County change, but I've been able to just see Hendricks County more, especially through my work. I'm able to meet so many people around the county and just learn about so many new, neat businesses and nonprofits and just other areas around the county. So I don't know that it's changed much since I've been here, but it's been really fun to see all the different things here since I didn't grow up here.
One of the things that's cool about Hendricks County that I didn't know until I went to a Brownsburg Chamber event, it's one of the very few, maybe five counties in Indiana where every road is paved.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
90-some counties, and there's less than six, I think, where every road is paved.
Hendricks County is also the only Hendricks County in the United States.
It is.
So that's a fun fact, too.
That's cool. It's Look Who Just Dropped In on 98.9 WYRZ. Welcome. It's Bridget Huck, and she's from ASH Interactive. Are you involved in nonprofits or community events?
I actually serve on the board of the Hendricks County Arts Council.
Oh, nice.
That was one I got involved in as soon as we moved here. I was studying arts administration at IU, and I was really looking for a way to get involved with my local community. So I got involved with the local arts council, and it's just been a really great group of people and helped me really get integrated into this county.
Anything unique about you that not a lot of people know?
About me?
Something you've done? Some special hobby you have? Nothing?
No, I don't know that there's a lot. I'm a pretty open book. I think there's a lot of things people know about me. I'm a big arts person, like I mentioned, and I'm a big dog lover.
How many dogs you got?
I've got one.
And what's his or her name?
His name is Solo.
Solo?
Mm-hmm.
Like Star Wars fan,
Star
huh?
Wars fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it had to be a Star Wars name, so yeah. We went back and forth on a lot of different names.
That franchise is kind of done everything, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what they could do.
I think
do.
They might be doing a little too much right now, but
yeah, exactly.
That's okay.
Well, thanks for stopping in.
Yeah.
Thanks for seeing the radio station. Okay.
Thanks for having me.
How can we get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me through my email. My email is bridget@ash-interactive.com or visit our website, ash-interactive.com, and reach out through there.
And where are you located in Hendricks County?
We are in Brownsburg. We are off Main Street across from So Italian and the Enterprise Building, where all the murals are.
I love that building.
Thank you.
Bridget, thanks for just dropping in to 98.9 WYRZ.
Thank you.
Thanks for dropping in.
to 98.9 WYRZ.